President Trump visits Pittsburgh today, where the first funerals are being held for the victims of Saturday's shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue. But with the midterms a week from today, the president is trying to change the focus to immigration. He says he will use an executive order to end the right to citizenship for children born in the U.S. to parents who are not citizens of the U.S. And Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will introduce legislation that mirrors what the president wants to do. Joining us now is Alan Gomez, who covers immigration for USA Today. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Jeremy.
And birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment, which reads, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So how could President Trump undo that by executive order?
It's a very good question. You know, you just read the 14th Amendment. That was preceded by the Civil Rights Act of 1866. And both of those were affirmed in 1898 by the U.S. Supreme Court, who, to throw in one more quote, wrote, "The fundamental principle of citizenship by birth within the Dominion was reaffirmed in the most explicit and comprehensive terms." So that's a pretty high legal hurdle to climb when something is in law in the U.S. Constitution and upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. But there have been some conservative sort of anti-immigration groups in recent years who have seized on the phrasing that you said, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. They're claiming that somebody who's an undocumented immigrant in this country is still a national of their home country. They're claiming that people who come here through birth tourism, so a Chinese, think of a Chinese national coming to the United States when they're pregnant, giving birth here just so that their child has U.S. citizenship and then returning back to China. They're claiming those kinds of cases do not fall within the 14th Amendment. But as we heard from those from the amendment and from the Supreme Court, it's a very, very high legal hurdle to climb.
Well, and there are many who will look at this and say we're a week before the midterm elections and this is just a political move that he wants to excite his base, even if he doesn't have any intention of actually doing this or he knows that it will go nowhere in the courts.
Yeah, the timing is incredible because it's not just this. I mean, you look at the fact that he has been hammering on the migrant caravan coming up through Mexico for weeks now, declaring it a national emergency. And just this week, his administration announcing that they're going to send 5,000 active duty military troops down to the U.S. border to stop them. That's on top of already 2,100 National Guardsmen that are down patrolling the border to stop what is now about 3,500 migrants that are trying to make their way up. So he's really seizing upon immigration. I mean, this is a strategy that worked for him, obviously, in 2016. And when they're trying to combat what many are predicting will be this blue wave in this midterm election, he's just going back to the playbook that worked for him and saying, hey, let's just hammer down on immigration over and over and see if that works.
And those migrants that you're talking about, by the way, they're over a month away from the United States by walking. And that's if they go about 30 miles per day.
Exactly. So the idea of having the military on the border right now is probably not necessary, to put it mildly. You know, it's important to know we already have 16,500 Border Patrol agents manning the southwest border. They have been doing this for a long time. Apprehensions are at historic lows along the border. And so the situation right now is relatively calm on the border. But he has been hammering on this for weeks, tweeting about it, threatening to cut off aid to Central America, threatening to tear up the new NAFTA deal with Mexico if they don't stop them. Again, all in an effort to maintain this issue in the headlines and to keep those images of this migrant caravan circulating in the news as often as possible. Because again, that's something that worked for him in 16, and he's hoping will work for him this year.
And there are some voters, and I've heard from them on the news in the last few days, who are genuinely concerned about these migrants getting here. President Trump has been saying that there are gang members among them. He had said that there were Middle Easterners, unknown Middle Easterners, among the people in the caravan. Is any of that true at this point? Have we gotten any evidence of that?
We've been asking the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of State ever since Trump started making those claims for any proof. They have not provided any. To your point, I've been tracking a lot of House races around the country that are very far from the border. And yet, in these districts, immigration is an incredibly important topic and one that they're debating nonstop. I was listening to a debate in a House district in Idaho, and the first 11 questions out of the box were about immigration. There was a House race in Minnesota where the candidates were debating the logistics of building a border wall. And I think that shows just how prevalent and how successful President Trump has been at inserting immigration into this election and making it a driving force and making it something that regular Americans are worried about.
That's Alan Gomez, who covers immigration for USA Today. Alan, thanks as always.
Thank you.